616, 1320 WILS. So a proposal here in Lansing to allow concealed carry weapons to be out in public without getting a permit or training. Why? Tom Lambert with us, president of Michigan Open Carry. Tom, great to have you on WILS.
Thanks for having me tonight.
They were just holding hearings yesterday on this. So what's behind this idea? Why would we want to do this?
Well, there's the general title of the legislation, and kind of one of those common names that we call it, is called constitutional carry or constitutional permitless or concealed carry. Basically, what it does is it would allow somebody to carry a concealed pistol without a CPL, concealed pistol license, anywhere they can currently openly carry their pistol without a concealed pistol license.
And why would we want to change the law to allow this?
Sure, there's a number of different reasons. I have many members that currently openly carry their pistol without a license because on one end of the spectrum, you have somebody that, say, says, well, I don't want to get a government permit. It's my right. I shouldn't have to get a government permit, so I should be able to do this on my own. On the other end of the spectrum, you have a lot of times we find that people that most often need to use a firearm to defend themselves are the least likely to be able to have the money to pay for the licensing, let alone find the time to go through the training required. In the committee testimony yesterday, I believe someone did the math, and just to pay for the licensing fee alone, not the, just the training on top of it, at minimum wage, when you take taxes out, it was over 40 hours worth of work.
No, it's just
to pay for the licensing fee alone.
The Fraternal Order of Police, they are against this. Well, why do you think police departments are against this idea?
Well, not all the police departments are against this. In fact, I believe the Michigan State Police are neutral on it. I do. There was a gentleman that did testify from the Fraternal Order of the Police against these bills. And for what it's worth, we had a meeting the day before, and he called into this meeting, and frankly, he just didn't really understand the law. And he, and even after he was corrected by myself, others, and members of the Michigan State Police, he still testified wrongly in committee, even after being corrected. And one of the things specifically that he said was, why are we going to allow people to carry without background checks?
Right.
We were very, very clear with him that Michigan has the equivalent of universal background checks. You cannot legally purchase a pistol in Michigan without first going through a background check. So this has nothing to do with somebody being able to carry without some sort of background check.
What about criminals who may feel comfortable now having their weapon on them in a concealed fashion? How concerned are you about that?
I don't understand how a criminal would feel comfortable having a weapon on him now versus before, and how really that changes. If the law is one way or another, a criminal, I guess by definition, really doesn't care about the law.
Right, but nowadays, if they were to do it now, they'd be arrested just for having the weapon on them in a concealed fashion, right?
Well, if it's in a concealed fashion, then who's going to know they have it on them?
Well, they could be pulled. You know how it works. You get pulled over driving down the road, and the next thing you know, you've got your gun there sitting next to you, and you're arrested for not having a permit, right?
Well, then that's easy there. If once someone's detained and they know who they are, which would happen in the exact situation that you mentioned, someone's pulled over, the information is right there available to the officer in the LEAN program, the Law Enforcement Information Network. It's very easy to tell if somebody's prohibited from possessing a firearm. Law enforcement, they do this every day already.
Any other states allow this kind of thing, carry conceal without a permit?
Yeah, absolutely. There's 13 other states in the nation that already do this. Vermont has always done this. They've never had a permit. Arizona did a number of years ago. Alaska did it a number of years ago. And just recently, we've seen a whole bunch of other states do this. And just as with many other big pro-gun legislative pushes that have swept the nation over the last so many decades, we're, of course, facing this mantra of gun in the streets, shootouts in every corner, think of the children, yada, yada, yada. And just as every other time before, what we're seeing in these other states is these sayings, this mantra, is utterly and completely false.
And I know Governor Snyder has not been the most supportive on these kinds of issues. Do you imagine he would sign this legislation?
I can't guess what the governor is going to do. I hope he'll look at it. The Michigan State Police, they've been looking at it very closely, and they've had some good input on the bill. So my hope is that members of the Michigan State Police can talk to the governor and tell them truthfully what this legislation does and what it doesn't do. Because even though this legislation is actually very, very simple, geez, oh, peace, the amount of just misinformation that we've been fighting in the media is ridiculous. It's like people aren't even trying.
It's Tom Lambert, president of Michigan Open Carry, right here on WILS. Thank you, Tom.
Sure. Have a good night.